Grace at the Cross, Romans chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Have you ever felt unworthy of love, yet deeply desired it anyway? What does it mean to you that Jesus chose to die for you at your worst, not your best? When we think of sacrifice, we often picture someone giving up something valuable for someone they love, a parent for their child, a soldier for their country. But what if someone willingly gave up everything for someone who had nothing to offer in return? That's the story of the cross. The cross stands as the ultimate symbol of grace, God's unmerited favor toward humanity. Long before we ever sought him, Jesus already chose to endure suffering, shame, and death for us. His sacrifice wasn't based on our potential, our promises, or our goodness. It was based solely on his unstoppable love. In Luke's gospel, we find Jesus positioned between two criminals during his crucifixion. One man mocks him, demanding a miraculous rescue. The other, a thief acknowledging his guilt, turns to Jesus in faith, asking simply to be remembered. And Jesus, even while bleeding and gasping for breath, extends salvation instantly. Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. At the same time, Jesus utters a prayer that echoes through history. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. In the face of brutal injustice, his heart beats with mercy. These moments at Calvary unveil the essence of God's grace. It is given without condition, extended even to those who nailed him to the tree. Paul, in Romans chapter 5, elaborates on this overwhelming love. He reminds us that Christ died not for the deserving, but for the undeserving. In a world where love is often conditional and performance-based, the gospel flips the script. While we were still enemies of God, still steeped in sin, still blind to our need, Christ died for us. It wasn't because we were good, it was because he is good. The death and resurrection of Jesus shift the narrative of humanity. Instead of being condemned by our sin, we are offered justification, a legal declaration of righteousness and reconciliation, a restored relationship with God. This grace doesn't just change our destination, it changes our identity. Think about the Greek messenger Pheidippides running from the battlefield of Marathon to Athens. He carried good news, news of unexpected victory against overwhelming odds. Imagine the joy, the urgency, the sheer exhaustion mixed with triumph he must have felt. That's how the early apostles must have felt, carrying the message of Jesus, exhausted by the trials of life, yet overflowing with the joy of the victory Christ secured. We too are modern-day messengers, called to announce the greatest victory in history. Death has been defeated, and salvation is available to all who believe. Let's be real. Most of us struggle with feeling like we need to earn love, whether it's relationships, approval from friends or family, or even how we relate to God. We often believe we need to clean ourselves up first. But here's the truth. The cross cancels that lie. Jesus didn't wait for us to get it together. He stepped into our mess. When we were at our lowest, he loved us most. In your relationships, give grace like Jesus gave you. Show mercy even when it isn't deserved. Love the difficult people, the coworker who gossips, the family member who disappoints you, the friend who lets you down. True love is not just a feeling. It is a choice to see others through God's eyes. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting the pain, but it does mean releasing the right to retaliate. Compassion, patience, and understanding become everyday acts of worship. Ask yourself daily, how can I extend the same patience to others that God extends to me? Look for tangible ways to show love. Listen without judgment. Encourage without expecting anything in return. And forgive even when it's hard. In your self-talk, quit the inner critic. So many of us live shackled to shame and guilt long after God has set us free. If Jesus could forgive you, knowing your worst moments, then it's time you forgive yourself too. Speak words of life over yourself, not death. Each morning, declare the truth. I am a new creation in Christ. Instead of replaying your failures, replay God's promises. Memorize scripture that reminds you of your worth, like Psalm chapter 139, verse 14. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Shift your inner dialogue to match God's heart for you. When self-doubt creeps in, counter it with faith statements. Write them down, say them out loud, and let them sink into your soul. In your purpose, understand that you are now a messenger of the good news. Your life should echo the message you carry. You are not just surviving, you are sent. Every interaction becomes an opportunity to reflect Jesus. Walk with confidence, not because you are perfect, but because the one who sends you is perfect. Look for small, everyday ways to live on mission. A kind word to a stranger, an invitation to church, a prayer whispered for a hurting friend. Carry the hope of Christ boldly, like a torch in a dark world. You don't need a stage or a microphone. Your life is your platform. Live so that others are drawn to the peace and hope you radiate. Shine with humility and kindness, knowing that even your smallest act of faithfulness can have eternal impact. Just like a marathon runner carries a message with urgency and joy, you carry the message of grace. Let others see it in your hope, your love, your forgiveness. Show the world what it looks like to be redeemed. Paul explains that we are justified and reconciled. Justification means God declares us not guilty. Reconciliation means God restores relationship with us. You are not merely off the hook for your sins. You are welcomed into God's family. He calls you son, daughter, friend. Imagine a courtroom where the guilty verdict is overturned, but the judge steps down, embraces the accused, and says, "Come home with me." That's what God has done for you through Christ. He didn't just erase your record, He wrote you into His story. When shame whispers, "You don't belong," let grace shout back, "You are chosen." Rest in that unshakable truth. Take 10 minutes today and write a letter to yourself, as if Jesus were writing it. Start with, "My child, I loved you before you ever knew me." Let that be your reminder. Grace came for you when you were an outsider. Then, reach out to someone who feels far from God. Don't preach, just share your story. Let your life be a bridge for others to experience God's grace. Finally, create a grace reminder somewhere visible. A sticky note, a phone wallpaper, a journal entry that simply says, "Loved while still a sinner." Let us close with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for loving me when I had nothing to offer. I confess I often try to earn what you've freely given. Help me rest in your grace. Teach me to extend that same grace to others, to be a living message of your mercy. When I feel inadequate, remind me of the cross. When I fail, remind me of your forgiveness. Let my life reflect the good news that Jesus died for the outsider, for me. In the name of Jesus, amen.